everyone. This is Regina.
Hi, horse lovers. This is Lynn.
This week on the Horse Industry Podcast.
All right, Regina, today is my turn to try to ask you tough questions that you're not prepared for.
Oh, like I try to do to you?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So we're going to take a quiz.
Okay.
This is from horseyhooves.com. There's 20 true or false horse quiz questions. So we're going to test your knowledge.
Okay, I feel pretty prepared for this. You know, I've been in the horse industry my whole life. I've shown in a variety of disciplines. I was a 4-H leader for a long time. I feel prepared.
This article tells me that there's so much to learn about horses, and no matter how much you think you know, you will never stop learning about horses.
This is true. Every horse teaches me something new, as does every show and every travel event. Okay.
So you've stated that you feel like you have a good general knowledge about horses.
Yeah, I do.
All right. Okay. So this true or false quiz is the perfect opportunity to challenge you and just to find out how much of an expert you really are. All right. Here's the first question. And this is interesting. A pure white horse doesn't exist. True or false?
I say a pure white horse does exist. Therefore, the answer is false.
So the question was, truly white horses don't exist. And that's false.
So I was correct. Now, here's a little caveat, though. Think about lethal whites. I mean, that's a sad true white horse. And that's when you breed an Overo to an Overo. But I don't think this is what they're talking about.
So this is for the general horseman. So it just says most horses people call white are actually gray, right? So how many times do you see like a flea bitten gray and you refer to it as a, well, we would call it a gray, but other people might call it white. And they're always born with a dark coat. True white horses are born with pink skin and are very rare. So that's probably the Cremello.
Yeah. Well, if you think about it, our paint horses or pinto horses, they're white, and that's how you get their regular registry usually, is because there's pink skin under that white hair, and there has to be so much of it, or at least that's the way it used to be.
Okay, this next one, you're not going to know the answer.
Okay.
Frisian horses originate in the Netherlands.
I'm going to go with true.
Correct.
Thank you. We had Desiree was our exchange student a long time ago, and she is from the Netherlands.
And she's part of our VIP. She's a VIP.
She is part of the Horse Industry Podcast VIP group. And if you're not, you're missing out because we have a blast in the Hip VIP.
Yeah, join the Hip VIP. We haven't said that in a while.
Yeah.
Okay, so you are correct. As their name suggests, Frisian horses originate from Friesland in the Netherlands. Okay. Horses have gall bladders.
I'm going to go with true.
Wrong. Red, wrong. Instead of a gallbladder, horses have separate ducts transporting bile to the intestines.
Didn't know that.
Deer, rats, certain birds, and invertebrates also don't have a gallbladder.
Didn't know that.
So therefore, you'll never have to have your horse's gallbladder removed.
Phew, that's one vet bill I'm
yours
not going to have.
Maybe, not your horse's. Right?
Right.
Because if you could have a vet bill for a gallbladder, you would be the one to have a vet bill for a gallbladder. Oh, bananas are poisonous to horses.
I'm going to go with true.
You're so wrong. I thought it was so obvious that it would be.
Yeah.
And it says bananas are an excellent source of potassium. Many horses will happily eat bananas with the peel on.
Ew.
All right. Well, we should try this.
No. I would have thought it's such a bizarre question that when you ask such a weird question like that, you just assume it's false.
It's a trick question.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Here's one. Okay. This could be tricky for you. Horses have four basic gaits. Walk, trot, canter, and gallop.
Well, I'm going to go with no because like Joan Robinson Hill shown at in 5 gated classes.
You're failing miserably. You suck at this. These are the four basic gaits most horse breeds are born with. Certain gated horse breeds like the Pasifino perform a 4-beat ambling gait instead of a trot and canter.
So, boom, that wasn't clear as mud. That wasn't black or white. That there's a little gray in there.
Okay, I think I finally have one
that I can
with
answer.
Your experience with ponies that you can answer.
Okay.
The maximum height for ponies is 14.2 hands.
Wrong. It's 14 hands, 56 inches, and sometimes it's hard to get those ponies under that height.
Officially, any horse below 14.2 hands at the withers is considered a pony.
Oh, my God.
Who even wrote up this quiz?
I'm going
to say at this point, horsey hooves, you need to check your sources.
Yes. And you know what? I will say, like, on the East Coast, some of the hunter jumper ponies, mm-hmm. they do use the 14.2, but most people in the pleasure horse industry is 14 hands. It's 56 inches.
Way to cover for yourself.
Thank you.
Mustangs are a wild horse breed.
Yes, true.
Oh my God.
It's a fall?
Yes. Mustangs are, in fact, a feral horse breed.
Isn't that wild?
They are the descendants of domesticated horses. True wild horses have never been domesticated.
These are trick.
We obviously know nothing
about.
And we are changing the name from the Horse Industry Podcast to something else because apparently we're not qualified.
No.
Okay. Horses can carry approximately 50% of their body weight.
Well, they probably could, but I don't think it's good for them. I'm going to go with true.
True.
Oh,
shoot. Oh, my God.
Probably, I still would not recommend it. No, it's false.
Horses can safely carry up to 20% of their body weight.
But hey, this goes back to the fact that we're not good with numbers.
You know, and I have to tell our listeners, it's 12:15 midday. It's noon, and we have not been drinking.
No.
Like, this is just so hard for us.
It is.
Okay. An arrowhead is a type of cross-country fence.
I have absolutely no idea. I'm going to go with yes. True.
True. Let's try true. True. Correct.
Oh, yay! Ding, 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 ding. Yeah.
An arrowhead is a triangular cross-country jump that points towards the ground.
Cool. Well,
that's a piece of knowledge I needed.
I did not know that.
Okay. Oh, my God. Miss Pinto America.
Wait. To go back to the previous one, I usually try not to go over fences. Okay.
Okay. This one is for the former Miss Pinto of America.
Yeah. Back in the early 90s. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Pinto is an American horse breed with white and dark patches on its coat.
True.
Oh, my.
Is it false?
This is a terrible quiz. Wrong. Pinto is a term to describe any horse that has white and dark patches, whereas paint is the name of the horse breed in question.
That's wrong.
Does this even make sense?
That doesn't make sense because Pinto is a registry based on color. Paint is a registry based on genetics and pedigree. So
horsey hooves.
No.
I don't recommend anybody else taking this quiz.
No. Okay, let's finish it.
All working horses must wear shoes.
No, that's false. Not all horses have to wear shoes.
Correct.
Oh,
congratulations.
Yeah,
oh, my
thanks.
God. Whether a horse requires shoes depends on a lot of factors. Examples are nutrition, conformation, hoof growth, rate, surface, and the type of intensity of work. So, okay. Yeah. So that one we knew.
There's logic there.
The average, and this is like, I think I know the answer to this, but let's see. The average horse's lifespan is around 25 to 30 years.
Average? I would say no. I think that's a little lengthy for horses. I think it's probably more like 20.
So we're going to say false.
Does it say true?
With good care and nutrition.
It's an average, not with good care and nutrition.
Well, apparently they took the average from prairie ponies. Actually, from prairie ponies, that would be wrong because the average lifespan of a horse at prairie ponies is like 40.
Yes.
Okay. With good care and nutrition, horses reach 25 to 30 years on average. However, certain breeds like the Heflinger can live well into their 40s.
Then why do all the nice pleasure horses croak when they're not supposed to? I mean, if you're talking about average, and you think about horses that aren't care, didn't say with good care. These questions are tricky.
If a horse paws the ground, he is most likely impatient. True or false?
I'm going to go with true.
Yes, you're correct. Horses often paw the ground when they are bored of being tied up, and the wild stallions may paw the ground as a sign of aggression.
Well, there's a lot of reasons why a horse would paw the ground. They could actually be colicking. They could, I mean, there's, yeah. Okay. We got one. I gotta go with the small victory.
I'm
right
gonna
there.
Say, Gina, if your life depended on passing this quiz,
I'm gone. It's over.
We need life support. 911.
I'm currently getting a D- or maybe even an F.
I don't think I know the answer to this one.
Okay.
Horses see in black and white.
That is false. There is a spectrum of color, I know.
You are correct.
Thank you.
Nice. Horses have dichromatic vision, meaning they see green and blue as well as their color variations. So yeah. They see the green grass.
Yeah, I know that red is a color that they don't see well or can't see at all.
God, do bulls see red?
I have no idea. Well, you think they would
because they charge that right?
That blanket thing.
Interesting. We might have to.
We'll have to look that up
for a later date. The American Cream Draft is the only draft horse breed developed in the United States.
I'm going with true on that.
Correct.
Thank you.
You're getting smarter.
I'm getting smarter.
The American Cream Draft is a rare horse breed that was developed in the United States in the early 20th century. Nice job.
But I also think that that's one of those breeds that are becoming close to extinction. I think that's I don't think people are breeding them anymore. I think that's why I know that because I read an article on it.
Okay. All right, this could be a tough one for us because we're not dressage experts.
No.
But in dressage, collection refers to the horse taking more weight on his hind quarters.
I'm going to go with true.
Correct.
Yay. Well, because if you think about a pleasure horse, when a pleasure horse is collected, they're driving from behind and they're not heavy on the front end. So I would say that would translate between dressage and pleasure.
Okay. When a horse is in collection, his center of gravity will shift further back and he will be lighter on the forehand.
Awesome.
Horses spend around 8 hours a day grazing. Well, that's false because our show horses don't see a pasture to graze.
Now, okay. Horses in the wild, I'm going to think it's longer than that.
I'm going to say false too. Yeah. I think it would be longer than that because, I mean, grass might not be very good and they've got to pretty much eat.
Yeah, because if it's 8 hours, you're saying they wake up at 6, they'll be done at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. No, it's longer than that.
Yeah. False. So, all right. So the question was, horses spend around 8 hours a day grazing, and we're going to say false. Oh my God, we're right again.
Ooh!
Correct.
Yay!
Since grass is low energy, we should eat grass. The horses naturally spend 16 to 18 hours a day grazing. That's a salad.
Yeah.
Low energy.
Yeah.
The gestation length in a horse is usually 11 months.
True.
Yep. Most mares will give birth after being pregnant for 11 months. However, in heavier breeds, foals may take longer to develop.
Although at 11 months, the longer you watch the horse and hope the baby comes, the longer that mare will hold on to that baby.
Absolutely. Horses' teeth are constantly growing.
True.
Correct. Because their teeth are constantly growing, horses can develop sharp edges around their molars and need regular dental care.
That's very important. And horse dentists are very critical to a show horse's success because horses can have a lot of pain. And it's funny because when we were growing up, we had the teeth floated, but now we have much more in-depth equine dental care. And that's kind of what's been nice in the industry that we've come around to recognize how important that is.
Yeah, definitely the whole standard of show horses care. And their care has absolutely changed.
Yes.
And you're right. Like as a child, I don't know that we ever had Stubby, Lucky, Poncho's teeth ever, nothing ever done to their teeth, those poor ponies.
Yeah.
A buckskin horse has a dark brown coat with a light mane and tail.
Wrong.
False. Well, yeah. We were correct on that. Yeah. So, Dr. Shanker, the results of your test.
Yes.
You got 12 out of 20 right, which you know I'm not good with math, but I think that's 60%.
It's 60%. I'm punching it in on my telephone calculator and it's 60%. So, I'm not even sure. I think that's like a D minus. I think I barely passed. But I'm going to say some of those questions were not in true context, and so I'm crying foul on that. So that's our story this week. Thank you for joining us. We look forward to spending more time with you and sharing stories of our industry. See you next week.